This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Even after funding challenges of the past decade, every day thousands of people still depend on Milwaukee's bus system. But despite dozens of bus lines, there are many existing jobs that workers just can't reach easily without a car.
Policy experts term the challenge the last mile problem, and the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum this morning releases a report examining how it is felt here. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the forum and authored the report. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So define the issue for us. What are we getting at when we talk about the last mile problem?
So in many places in the Milwaukee metro area, you can take transit, take a bus out relatively close to your job, but there's still that distance that you can't quite cover. So that's what we call the last mile problem. It's fairly common, especially in suburban areas, but it can even be a problem in some parts of the city.
You say it's fairly common. This is not an issue that is unique to Milwaukee.
Correct. Yes, we found places all across the country, including metro areas with really great transit systems like Boston, are really grappling with this issue. I mean, really, it's just a problem in general that has to do with land development and sprawl, and as businesses and housing gets further spread out, it's just more difficult to provide transit that works for those areas.
Back in the days when all the jobs were in a city, you could imagine that, you know, transit systems had an easier time of just dropping people off and they could walk a couple more blocks, but this is clearly not the case anymore.
Exactly, yeah. So we have business parks in certain places that are just disconnected, and it's difficult to run a bus all the time and have enough riders to make it work.
Right. So how much of this issue is linked to shortcomings in transit versus things like land use decisions?
That is a great question. It's really past land use, unfortunately, that has caused a lot of these issues. But now we have what we have, and so we're looking for ways of connecting the areas as well as we can. But moving forward, I think land use continues to be an issue, and we need to plan for development to at least be guided towards areas where transit can be feasible.
Are there particular areas of in the Milwaukee region that this is especially an acute problem?
Well, there are locations all over, really, on the edges of the city or in suburban areas. We found examples in New Berlin, Menomonee Falls, Brookfield, several places out in Waukesha County, places like Mequon and Franklin.
So these are suburbs, but we're not talking about this isn't an issue of just the exurbs here.
Right. So we really focused more and have in the past on areas that are relatively close to transit, so, you know, where it would be somewhat more feasible to connect them. I was going to say, too, there are places even in the city, like the Menomonee Valley, which is right in the heart of the city, that is tricky to get to by transit in the northwest side of the city as well.
Now, this is not a problem the region is unaware of. Are there existing services that are already in place to try to make a difference, both inside Milwaukee County and further out into the suburbs, and how effective are they?
Yeah, so we've tried things in the past, a variety of things, and one example is we have shuttle routes that MCTS, the Milwaukee County Transit System, runs that are really geared towards serving business parks in suburban areas, and they're bus routes that only run at limited times, and so you have to connect from a different bus route to get to those areas, and if it works for your schedule, it can be a solution. But we've had a lot of those routes come and go because it's just difficult to get enough riders to make them work. So that's something that's been really tricky. We have seen a lot of increased bicycle riding as a last mile solution, as we've had some infrastructure improvements. We have bike racks on all of the Milwaukee County buses now, which is a newer thing since 2009. And Bubbler Bike Share has grown and is expanding into the suburbs. So those are just a few examples. Also, we have some shared ride taxi services that are in suburban areas that they're a publicly provided taxi service that provides service throughout Ozaukee and Washington counties. And the Ozaukee County service is actually extending now into Milwaukee County to try to connect with bus stops. So that's kind of a way to link transit with a last mile kind of opportunity.
But then, so you looked outside Metro Milwaukee, as you said, to explore what other cities are doing, places like Boston and other cities. So what are the last mile strategies that have worked well in other places?
One very common strategy that we found is flexible transit. There are a couple hundred transit systems that provide flexible services, which means that the bus routes have flexibility to go off of a set path. In some cases, just allowing them to go a certain distance away from the set route to be able to serve.
That sounds strange to my ears. How does that work?
Right. Right. So in those places, you have to set a pickup or drop off in advance, typically. In some cases, they're on demand and you can just make the request via, oftentimes now there are mobile apps that transit systems are developing that allow people to book rides. And and then it's all a technological, there's all a technology that helps run it that gives the driver directions for pickups and drop-offs based on the requests.
Huh. And presumably still holds it to a certain schedule.
Right. So some of them just connect with regular bus routes, and then these types of services just connect at certain points at set times. But then there may be few or no other stops that are set, and they're all based on more based on requests. Oftentimes, these services are also provided in smaller vehicles, so smaller buses or vans. So they're more scaled to serve an area that the demand is just lower than it is in the city.
Okay, so that's flexible transit. What are some of the other techniques that other cities are using?
So we're seeing a lot of experimenting right now with ride-hailing companies like Uber, Lyft, taxi companies. So transit systems are starting to partner with them in a variety of ways. One way is by subsidizing rides just in limited areas. So really designing a first mile or last mile solution that connects people to and from transit just within a designated area. So we're seeing that happening around the country, and also things like even where the transit system's mobile application is linking in other services like ride hailing. So people who want to get somewhere where they can't get there on the bus can easily plan and pay for their trip that involves a bus and a Lyft, for example.
Well, so as you looked at this, I imagine there's no one-size-fits-all approach, but how did you overlay some of these potential solutions with what Milwaukee is facing?
Well, we decided to look at just a couple of examples just to illustrate how what we were learning across the country might be applied locally. And we looked at the Menominee Valley in the city and New Berlin because they're places that have had issues identified by local businesses and political leaders. And so we considered what could work in these areas based on talking with employers, talking with elected officials, et cetera. And what we found in the Menominee Valley, for example, is that an on-demand type of service might actually work pretty well in that area because the one bus route that goes through the Menominee Valley just is not really effective in serving people who are starting and stopping shifts at all different times of the day. The ridership is just too low to actually increase the frequency enough to be a reliable service throughout the day and week. So an on-demand type of service that really would just help people connect when they need it could actually be effective and even cost-effective if it's designed the right way. And similarly, in New Berlin, we thought that because there's been transit tried in the past, and right now we have a route that goes out to New Berlin, but the funding isn't sustainable for that route, if we can keep that route, we could consider making it a little more flexible, adding that flexibility to it that might allow it to serve businesses that are more dispersed out in New Berlin. That was just one strategy we thought of. An on-demand type of service could work as well.
Now, there's not a regional authority that would be in charge of making this all happen. How large of an obstacle is that regionalism question?
That's always been an issue here in Milwaukee. We have had a hard time developing regional cooperation or regional funding, which most large metro areas have for transit. So we think that this could be actually an opportunity in some places to break down some of those barriers by creating solutions in areas where it might involve crossing a county border. It might involve municipalities being involved in developing solutions as well. We found examples where suburbs, for example, are helping to design and fund services that serve their populations and their businesses. So we think that there might be opportunities here for that.
Where might you imagine that this could start? I mean, we were talking about the last mile, but what's the first mile towards making something happen?
Well, so the Menominee Valley, there's some traction there. The Business Improvement District identified this as a priority that they want to work on, and they're doing additional analysis. MetroGo, a regional nonprofit, is working with the Menominee Valley BID and others to try to survey employers and employees to try to collect feedback and look at possible solutions there. And there's some real interest from the business side to be involved. So I think that that could be a model that could influence other places. There may be also a suburb out in Waukesha County. We don't know exactly what's happening out there, but there's definitely engagement out in Waukesha County. And there may be some sort of pilot that could happen in Waukesha County that, again, we could have a couple of pilots to kind of build on if they're effective going forward.
Joe Pietrangelo, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum and authored the report The Last Mile, Connecting Workers to Places of Employment. It just came out this morning, and there's a link at WUWM.com.